Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Do unto others what you would have them do unto you. This is the golden rule at the heart of the World Congress of Youth for Unity, being held right now in Tamil Nadu, India. Eimear McCarthy has this report.
Coimbatore is a tiny village that lies in the heart of the great nation of India. There, teenagers from east and west, north and south, share accommodation, meals, fun, and work. But most importantly, they dialogue. In a nation that has been frequently in the news of late for persecution and violence against religious minorities, the Focolare movement has decided to put interreligious dialogue into practice, particularly among young people.
My strongest experience from this Congress is the cultures all coming together.
Stuart Turner is a 17-year-old from Middle England, just one of the many people who are living and sharing the Focolare experience with peers from the Gandhian and Hindu Institute Shanti Ashram, as well as Muslim and Sikh teenagers.
It really sort of stayed in my heart, and it made me feel quite happy that, you know, not only they accepted me, but I could also accept them, and regardless of our cultures, we all got on perfectly well, and it really made the day for me.
As part of the Congress, the teenagers also visit poor rural villages where the Shanti Ashram is carrying out recovery operations and education for local children. This is an important aspect of the Congress for 21-year-old Elaine from the city of Mumbai.
I, as an Indian, I don't feel that we need to look at the big picture. We don't need to emphasize and focus on what's the social economic problems. Instead, we start from our own homes, our own families, our own friends, by doing the smallest things which in the long run will make a difference. It will spread like a wild seed, like a wild flame, and we'll attack the whole of India with love.
Today's young people will be the leaders of tomorrow's world. That is no secret. And that is why the Focolare movement is investing its time and energy in them to promote peace and common good across religious, cultural, and ethnic divides. I'm Eimear McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.